Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Mensch by F.I. Goldhaber, Oregon, USA. After a week in San Francisco, my husband and I were on the way to the airport on a shuttle bus with 20 other people. We and two others had flights to catch, and the rest were returning to their hotels. We had a little more than 2 hours before our flight. Not a great deal of time in today's heightened security environment. 2 miles south of the airport, the bus pulled over to the side of Highway 101. We had no idea why we stopped until the driver opened the door and we smelled burning rubber. The front tire was completely gone. She had been driving on the rim. There we were, stranded on the side of the freeway in rush hour. The driver called the bus company, but there was no way another bus could be dispatched from the city quickly enough for us to make our flight on time. As we were wondering what to do, a taxi cab pulled off the highway. When he learned our situation, the driver offered to take the four of us to the airport. Now here's an entrepreneur, I thought, as he stuffed our luggage into his voluminous trunk. He saw an opportunity to make an extra buck, and he took it. We were all so happy he stopped, we would have paid whatever he asked. The bus driver offered him money so we would not have to pay the fare, but he wouldn't take it. Once we were on our way, he announced he was not going to charge us. He said he was on his way to the airport anyway. He went on to tell us he had been driving a cab for 30 years, and this was not the first time he had come across this situation. I told him he was a mensch, and asked him if he knew what that meant. He only knew it was a Yiddish word. Roughly translated, I explained, it means you're a human being, the finest specimen of human being. Since he didn't want to charge us, I asked him for a card so I could write a thank you and send a copy to his boss. He didn't have one, but he wrote his name on the receipt that had the name of his cab company on it. Unfortunately, after I was in the terminal, I realized the receipt had no information on it except what he had written. Michael Gariglino, cab number 972. By the time I realized this, it was too late to learn the taxi company name. Since I can't send him a letter, I'll send it to the world. Thank you, Michael, for rescuing us. You made sure we got off the freeway safely and caught our flights. Best of all, you reminded us that even with the stresses that fill our world today, sometimes we get the privilege of meeting a mensch.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Heroic Stories is copyright 2014. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for subscription information and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.